I want to leave far, but it's hard to get caught and I know I can't stay forever. And you know you could at least call, but you sent a text and I know the way I made you feel. I ain't never felt this small, like a lupus dust in the wind on stormy weather. But at least by this fall, butterfly clips on my room won't be there still. I want to see the leaves fall, but it's starting to get cold and I know I can't stay forever. Hey, you know you could at least call, but you sent a text and I know the way I made you feel.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromny. Tweet at us if you want us to give us your movie suggestions, or you can join our Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord. You can give us your suggestions there. It is your movie in a few weeks, and it is spooky month. So start thinking about which scary movie you want us to watch, and then we'll do that. You can give us your suggestions. Also, if you know us, you can just like tell us and we'll give you a shout out either way. Whatever. You don't have to have a handle to be able to give us a movie suggestion. Just do it. Twitch.tv/ABROG87 if you want to watch our sports.
You have to have a handle on the war in the Middle East right now.
Yes. If you're going to give us your suggestion, you also have to give us your thoughts on.
Are you a terrorist or a Zionist? We really need to know. Because that's the only way it breaks down.
Yeah, there's only two sides. Those are the two sides. Yep. As with any discussion, only two sides, black and white. Twitch.tv/ABROG87. If you want to watch us do the sports podcast every Thursday, you can do so there. Twitch.tv/ABROG87. Click follow. It'll tell you when we go live. It also gives us like an opportunity to possibly make money and stuff too. So hit follow. It actually helps. So just go and do it. If you miss those streams, you can watch them on YouTube. Search for Sports Brewery. It's there. Our movie this week is Ski's movie for Spooky Month, and it is Slayers. Came out in 2022. It is currently on Hulu.
I think I need to set the table with how this whole thing came about.
I think I was going to give you that opportunity. Go for it. Yes.
So
why would anyone, especially us, watch Slayers, Ski?
So
how did this happen?
I picked a fantastic movie to start with. I picked 8mm that has, you know, Nick Cage, Joaquin Phoenix, James Gandolfini. It's very creepy, very dark, kind of fits the spooky month. What, you don't think it was?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You haven't? So, yeah, it's about a snuff film that's made and like the deep,
it's very dark.
The deep, dark edges. Okay. Oh, and Stormare's in it, who is like a perfect, weird, like sex dungeon-y kind of guy. So I picked that movie.
Is he typecast as weird sex dungeon-y
weird
guy?
Weird Euro sex dungeon guy. Yes.
Basically, that this sucks. Movie was set at Taylor's.
Yes, exactly.
Totally.
So I've had this movie in my queue on Hulu for a while now, and I remembered it, and you brought it up and said, hey, 8mm is not on Hulu anymore. So I checked. It's not on any platforms currently right now. So I had my back up against the wall. This was like last night or Wednesday night.
Speaking of scary, Ski was in a real tough place, guys.
So I went to Hulu and I searched horror movies. And the first one that popped up said Slayers. So I clicked on it and I saw, oh, Thomas Jane. I know him. He's a decent actor. Oh, Abigail Breslin. She was in the Zombieland movies. We like those. Yep. And Malin Ackerman. I've seen her before and like her. So this movie can't be bad, right? So that's how this catastrophe happened.
I mean, it was made in 2022.
2020. So I have something on that as well. That is my whole theory on this whole movie.
Outside of Maverick, did anything in 2022 come out well?
I don't think so. Well, the movie we just watched, wasn't that made in 2022?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. Why are you bringing facts?
It came out in 20 years.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Are you bringing up old shit?
So again, something you didn't mention is the fact that This happened the day before we were supposed to record this podcast. And so like the night before. And so I was like, hey, I'm like the move 8mm is not on Hulu. Like, and Ski like, oh shit. I guess we're watching Slayers. And so King
an hour and
like,
20 minutes. It seemed a good length of movie.
It's a short movie, which was perfect for this scenario. But that said, King's like, yeah, I'm not watching that. So King didn't watch it. King didn't watch the movie. So
I'm a man of principle.
I respect that. You
like Mahatma Gandhi.
Let's set this up though. I listed those three actors and actresses off. You said it's a movie in 2022. You got to take that with a grain of salt.
Yep.
Did you, without seeing this movie, would you think this have been at least an okay movie?
Me or King?
No, King. Both without, because he didn't watch it. Oh, you don't count. You've seen this train wreck.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Which, by the way, I was sitting down to watch a movie no matter what. So I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. Cool.
No, I would not think it was good because it came out in 2022. And on the movie poster, there's someone looking at a phone and someone with a crossbow. And I was like, okay, yep. That is out of pandemic movie making. I'm good.
Yep. The people looking at the phone, they were called the Stream Team.
The Stream Team.
So this was a half kind of Van Helsing vampire murderer slash new age. Like they had the stream, like one's a streamer. There was like four influencers.
Yes. Influencers. 100%. Yep.
That's what this movie is. Yep. The plot of this movie is.
Yeah. Thomas Jane trying real hard to be Hugh Jackman, like really hard. Mm. And boy, he was not equipped. By the way, not that anybody is, it's Hugh Jackman, but you know, Thomas, this was like a paycheck thing, like for Thomas Jane. Yeah. I'm 100% convinced of that.
So that goes to my theory on why this movie was made. So we said this movie came out in 2022, right? It's still kind of at the tail end of the pandemic, right? I think this is a pure money laundering movie. The production companies in the movie company for this movie must have got just like a huge PPE loan. And you have to be like, hey, we need this money, right? We haven't been able to make a movie for a year and two
Let
years.
Let them cook.
So they said, all right. So they put in for all this money and they had to show, oh, all right, we used that money we got from the government. We made a movie. Because
Ramsey.
Bragi, you've seen this movie. How long do you think they shot this movie for?
So I have some information on this too, by the way. So yes, it was shot during the pandemic.
Yes.
So you're probably right. They got money to shoot a movie from the government. They had to shoot a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so they shot this movie and then released it in 2022. You know what you cannot find online is the budget for this movie. Nope. That is not released to the public. I wonder why that's not released to the public.
Oh my God. I love this.
So yeah. Ski, I'm going to let you guess. So this had a dual release. It was digital and in the theater. So this was actually a theatrical release, this movie.
Ew.
I didn't know that.
How much money do you think this movie made?
$20,000.
Double it. That's how much it made.
$40,000.
$40,000. I'm sorry.
Fraud.
No, wait,
this movie's
no, I'm
fraud.
Sorry. I'm shorting them on $120.
Oh.
So it was $40,120.
So again, back to my question. How long do you think it took them to shoot this movie?
There were like three sets. There were like three sets.
Yeah. So
yeah.
How long?
Like
King says 3 weeks.
Maybe a month. Maybe.
11 days.
Yes.
They shot this movie in 11 days. And King, if you didn't see it, but Brian, if you noticed, there is probably a third of this movie where they're just like digitally putting in clips of things. They're not, there's no actors and actresses and a little bit of Thomas Jane voiceover. Yeah.
No, King.
You have no idea.
I can't stress enough how awful this movie was, and those what Ski's talking about are, they kept doing these, like, they would insert this like little like 15, 20, 30 second like video clip of random shit. Like, it was like so poorly produced and like poorly animated, and like they would play this like weird techno music over it. Like the music in this movie was fucking embarrassing. Like, I can't believe how terrible. Like, by the way, I haven't even given the cast or anything
you
yet.
Don't I gave the cast that you need to know, apparently.
Okay, so they the start of the movie, they show like Thomas Jane is like narrating a bunch of this movie. And so he narrates the start, and he's like talking about, in, by the way, he's horrible at narrating. Like, his voice is terrible. Like, it's really, really bad. Get anybody else to narrate. It's COVID. Like, people are sitting around with studios in their houses. Literally ask anybody to voice over this movie other than Thomas Jane. Okay. He's talking about slayers throughout history, because there's vampire slayers. And so they show Joan of Arc. Ben Franklin was a slayer.
Yep.
And Billy the Kid was a slayer. And then they cut to him. He's like, and I'm the new blah, 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 or whatever. And when they're doing this, they show like old art or pictures of them, like Ben Franklin with a fucking like the key and the whatever. And they like, they animate vampires into them, and it looks so bad. Like, what? they you know, it's not going to look perfect. You're doing it like on an old art thing, but like, I don't know the budget, because they won't tell us a budget, but they must have spent like $50 on computer graphics. Like, because it was.
Want me to know how I would describe this movie? This was an okay, like, film school movie. That's how I would say it is. If someone shot this in film, it's like, oh, you guys did an okay job.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense, actually. Like, USC Film School.
Yeah.
Like, they are like, man, how'd you guys get Thomas Jane? Well, I guess he's not really doing anything, so.
I will say, my favorite part in this whole movie, there's none, but this is the only thing I like. So Thomas Jane in this movie, his daughter is killed by a vampire.
Yep.
And so that's how he becomes this slayer. Yep. And
so, by the way, before that, he was like a TV show host.
Yes. So yeah. My favorite thing is, they do like a little
crime host.
They do a little flashback of like what's supposed to be a younger Tom Jane, who is a Hollywood a Hollywood guy, right? You know, he's been in Hollywood. He's an actor thing. They did not de-age him at all. He looks 60 years old.
Yeah,
as his like flashback to his acting days on this like kind of like an America's Most Wanted show.
Tom Jane is the Boogie Nights guy, right? Was he in Boogie Nights?
No, he was in, like, you brought it up.
He was in Hung. Sports.
He was in Hung. It was like a Showtime show.
Was he the original Punisher? Yeah.
He was the original Punisher.
Yeah. Okay.
You would recognize him for sure. He's been in a bunch of things.
White guy, strong jawline.
Yeah.
He actually was in Boogie Nights.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, he was in Deep Blue Sea.
Deepest.
So that the deepest and the bluest, like a shark.
My heart is like,
no, you're totally right, by the way. They didn't de-age him at all, other than they cut off like the scraggly beard he had when he was older. He looks in his 60s, like the whole movie. He actually looked like older without the beard.
Yeah, I think he did. He looked weathered, leather. Yeah, his face was leathered.
Leather.
Spend some time out in that, the shark infested waters. It'll happen.
Yeah. Put on some sunscreen, bro.
Seriously, we're a floppy hat.
What are we doing? Okay, I'm going to hit rewind, and I'm going to actually give some information real quick. So this movie has a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes somehow. That is extremely high.
So not the worst movie we've watched.
Not the worst we've watched. Yeah, I think, didn't Grandma's Boy have like a zero or something?
Yeah. See, that's...
Or Biodome.
That's the woke mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Liberal bias.
Ask Rob Schneider.
Close to elites.
Yeah. Ask Alan Covert.
Yeah, both of them. 3.3 on IMDb. And There's no Metacritic, but I found one for IGN, which gave this a 5 out of 10. So that's
no
high.
Way. There's IGN, no way. There's
IGN
no way.
Classically hates on shit. So 5 out of 10 is like, it's still an F.
What
but...
in the movies we've watched, what do you think is, what's the worst movie we watch? Like Velocipaster?
It's technically, it would be Velocipaster, but I'm going to say the Winnie the Pooh Honey and Blood, because they put effort into that. Where Velocipaster is
Madam Web? Madam Web?
Oh.
That was just bad. Yeah, that was, but.
Remember one of the first.
These are all movies I made.
Like the first listener one we had, like the one from Kurt, where it's like Fear of the Black Hat.
Fear of the Black Hat was.
That was bad too. Yeah.
But that was different times also. I was like,
different time. Yeah.
Different times. Yeah. Different times. That was, by the way, speaking of 2022, you know, like different times.
No, in like Pooh, Blood and Honey. Like, that Scorsese level movie compared to this.
Yes.
Like that is cinema compared
like
to
saw,
this.
I feel like you saw cleavage in that one, so it's automatically better.
Yeah, they definitely didn't have any in this either. It was, there's so many chances. Because honestly, the
vampires.
If I were to look at the plot itself, if I just read words on paper, I was like, all right, that could be okay. I mean, if it's done okay, I can get behind this plot of a movie. I've never seen someone butcher a movie so bad. Who's the director, so we could name names of who fucking is should never work again.
All right, let's do it. So, cast of this movie: Thomas Jane, we've mentioned a bunch. He plays Elliot Jones. Kara Hayward plays Flynn. Jack Donnelly plays Jack Chambers. Lydia Hurst of the Hurst Fortune plays Liz Andrews. And I think we mentioned it in the sports podcast too. Chris Hardwick's wife, Lydia Hurst. Malin Ackerman plays Beverly Rector. I've actually seen her on some things that I've liked her in.
Yeah,
so,
she's actually a decent actress.
She's good. Yeah.
Same thing with Abigail Breslin. I mean, didn't she win an Oscar for that one with the
Sunshine movie or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit sunshine.
Sunshine.
Yeah, a little bit sunshine. Yeah.
By the way, I fucking hated that movie.
I did not care for it.
I don't get it. That movie sucked. Like,
really?
Yeah, I did not like it. Yeah.
I liked it.
All right. Okay.
I think was it Alan Alda in it? Who was
the old?
Yeah.
Yeah. MASH.
MASH. Yeah.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And like I said, and we love Zombieland. I mean, she's good.
Yes.
Like I said, when I saw the names, I'm like, oh, these are good people.
Yes. Abigail Breslin played Jules J. And so Flynn, Jack, Liz, and Jules were part of the Stream team, which were some, you know,
so it was a there was elite. They lived in a house. They lived in a house together. One was a Twitch, like played video games. Yep. One was
YouTube.
Yeah, the guy was, and then
one was like TikTok. And
Abigail Brett. Yeah, they hit all the mediums. They're like, all right, we'll hit. They lived together.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a thing, by the way. Like a stream house or whatever. Like streamers like living together in a mansion, like making it look like they're all rich, but they.
I don't understand how they can do that though, because if you're whatever you are and you see the TikTok person, you have to be enraged because they're just sitting there going,
yeah,
you're streaming for 9 hours straight. They make a 5 second. Yeah.
You're sitting there focused on some video game, even if it's just Fortnite, you know, laser focused. And they're just going, rip, rip, rip. It's like that meme where it's just the shoes on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just terrible. TikTok people are the worst.
Speaking of terrible, this movie was written by Zach Imbrogno, who also wrote on the TV shows Save Me and The Shadow Diaries.
Save Me?
Yeah, it was written and directed by K. Asher Levin, who wrote and directed Cougars, Inc., Helen's Dead, Save Me, and The Shadow Diaries. So these two worked together before. They got together, the power team of writer and director, and they came together and made this gem.
The IRS needs to look into this man. I'll tell you this.
Why are you hiding your real first name?
I'll tell you how I knew this movie was going to be just god awful before the movie even started. They had it maybe for like 3 minutes of just the production companies and the movie studios. They had like, you know how they have like their little animate, you know, like Pixar comes out, the little lamp does a thing. Yeah. There was like five of those before the movie even started. And I've obviously never heard of any of them. Yeah. I just knew this was going to be just god awful.
Oil Industries.
Yes.
Yes.
It was like Bondi something. And it was like, oh God.
I remember reading that like every actor in this movie is also an executive producer.
Oh.
So that leads me to believe that they all got together and agreed that what they were about to make, like the script that they read, was amazing. And they're like, oh my God, I got to put my own money into this and I got to get this movie out there. This needs to see the light of day. This is a masterpiece.
They're not putting their own money in, because like I said, this was a PPE fucking money funnel job. Yeah. But you also got to factor in that these actors and actresses, they haven't worked for a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah. They've been locked down. They can't work.
Yeah.
So anything came up, oh, you're going to pay me to act again? I'm in.
And were there pronouns? Prosecute Fauci? Is that how they got the roles in this movie?
That is very funny you bring that up, because a central part to this movie is these two, Malin Ackerman, and I don't even know the actor's name that plays like the main vampire guy.
Yeah, the actual Rector guy. Yeah.
They're rich people and they own a pharmaceutical company, and their whole thing is they're coming out with this vaccine that cures everything, because they need the pure blood of all humans, because at the time there was a virus going around the country and of the world.
Oh,
so they needed to purify the blood so they have things to eat, because they don't like the tainted blood. So they definitely worked in, they worked in it well about get the jab.
And the reason they recruited the Stream Team, because there's no conceivable reason for these billionaires who like are pharmaceutical, like, and by the way, they're vampires who have been around for like hundreds of years. So they're
100 years, because like apparently, Tarantino would be one of them. They were in From Dusk Till Dawn. That's how old they are.
Yes. So the reason they need the Stream Team, or so they say, is because they need help pushing the agenda, like pushing the message that everybody needs to go out and get this free vaccine that's going to cure all human sickness for the rest of time.
Yeah.
And
they want to utilize their 85 million combined subscribers on all the platforms to push it and pay them $15 million.
Yeah, $15 million. So TikTok, you got your YouTube, you got your Twitch, you got all of it. It's all there, man. And then we learn as the movie goes on.
No, we didn't learn anything. We stumbled upon things that just happened.
So this is something I didn't really understand too, because Thomas Jane explains at one point that vampires age and die same as you and me, but no, they don't.
In no
history of vampires, no movie, no book, no nothing, do they die of old age. That like they literally that's the whole point. Well, they live forever.
You clearly missed it, Braga.
You don't get it.
Because
bro.
Thomas Jane clearly explained
this movie is an onion.
So you might chuckle at this. So here's how the vampire's blood got tainted to why their body starts actually failing them after like 100 years. So during the Salem witch trials, some woman had, I forget what they said.
Of course it was a woman.
What's the one where like your limbs fall off?
Leprosy.
She had leprosy. Some priest or something and healed her with the holy blood or word. He healed her with, you know, God healed her. And they healed her. And what do they do? Oh, you're a witch. So they're going to burn her anyway because she healed herself. But apparently some alpha vampire decided to suck that woman's blood the leprosy comboed with the
Holy Spirit.
Jesus was in there. So that's how their blood's tainted now, because this alpha vampire sucked the Jesus blood.
So that's how vampires can die from old age. Yes,
that's okay. How they can die from old age. Okay, now, thank yes.
you. This vampire was literally dubbed an alpha vampire.
It was whatever they called the the main vampire.
Oh my god!
Another quick aside.
Movie sounds awful.
Here's another little funny 5 minute little like cut they had to some terrible like basically MS Paint. We find out that
But it would be so much better if you did MS Paint.
Easy on the MS Paint smell. Yeah.
So we find out through history there were these like big vampire covens in places, yeah. And we find out that like Jack the Ripper, he didn't just murder prostitutes. He was a vampire, yeah. And he had his own little crew, the Jack the Ripper vampire crew. That yep. murdered people. I can't remember what the other, they showed
which,
two of them.
Which we find out at the end still exists.
Yes, they still exist.
Because eventually, spoilers, the main vampire dies and is killed. And they show these like quick clips of different places around the world of these like vampire covens. And they're all like sad.
Crying.
Crying vampires. Oh, he's dead. Oh my God. Oh my God!
So vampires, like, do they innately know this? Or
apparently, yeah.
They log on to like AOL.
I think they just got on Twitter and found out that.
Oh no! The entire battle at the end was being live streamed.
Oh, that's right.
By Flynn. She clearly, and this will work perfectly. Like as we know how cameras work from watching things. Hmm. She put the phone. She like tied it to her crossbow.
Yep.
And so going around with the crossbow, you know, like first person shooter, mm-hmm. you know, you get it. And obviously she's going to hold the crossbow straight the entire yep. time and mm-hmm. not deviate, not put the crossbow down, not anything. So it's perfect for streaming. But yeah, that's how the whole world saw it.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And there's vampires all around the world and a lot of them just hanging out in the sun. Yeah. By the way,
sounds like Turok, the dinosaur hunter.
Turok, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently they're just daywalkers now. They're all blades.
Everybody.
They just roll in the daytime.
Who else was it was Jack the Ripper and D.B. Cooper?
D.B. Cooper, yeah. So D.B. Cooper is actually the head of, yeah.
Yeah, the head of a vampire syndicate. Yeah.
He was actually, Thomas Jane was describing the two times that they almost killed, like, the main vampire of one of these covens, and those were the two examples he gave. Yeah.
And then Vlad the Impaler was the other.
Yeah, and Vlad the Impaler, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
My God. And I don't even know the woman's name. You might see the worst acting in the history of acting from these random no-name vampires. But the end fight scene is supposed to be the big fight scene. The like big burly guy and some woman vampire come in yeah. as they're trying to kill the two main vampires. And they literally just stand there and don't move. Don't attack them. They're trying to kill them. They're yes. trying to do it. They don't attack them, do anything.
I could have got it done.
Nobody knows more about killing vampires than me.
Vlad the Impaler. Not on my watch.
Nah.
Tariffs.
Did you say tariffs?
He's got to put the tariffs on the blood. Get rid of the vampires.
No, they were vampires, again, famously super athletic mm-hmm. and like really strong and fast. And this guy this huge burly vampire just getting his ass handed to him by Thomas, like 60-year-old Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
Like just in a fist fight.
And like, yeah, hand to hand combat, not even like using weapons. Just
you have a crossbow. Shoot the crossbow.
My God. Yeah, it was something.
Oh, so again, the so we find out later after we learn why they bring the stream team in, mm-hmm. we learn that to survive, the rectors have to get hosts, and so that their soul has to be transferred to a new host, and so that's why they bring in Jack and Liz to do that
Quick asking, how do you think you transfer your vampiric soul to a human?
Yeah, King. How do you think you do that? a soul would be transferred from one body to another body. How do you think?
I would say you grab both of their hands and you hold them up and you go like, and you force your soul into their mouth.
That's actually a great idea. But
yeah,
instead,
not bad. Yeah.
They just do a blood transfusion. That's all it is.
Just blood.
Swap into them.
Wow. Yeah. Swap out blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems. You want to know what? Lazy riding. Don't like that.
Now you got to knock its points. Knock
yeah,
it
I was fine
now.
With this movie before that, but terrible now.
Yeah, it was in the fours for me until the blood transfusion.
Easily.
By the way,
blood transfusion. Like, was it? It was a force thing.
The little machine that has like the two lines going to each hose.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Chained him to a chair. Like, put the things in his arm. Yep.
How would you
guess? So Flynn goes in, saves the day. Her brother is Jack, by the way. We didn't mention that, but saves her brother. How would you think, knowing that it's a blood transfusion that has, you know, mostly taken place, how would you think that Flynn would go in there and reverse the soul being taken from one body to the other? How do you think she'd do that? How do you reverse a soul being transferred?
You want to know what? I got no answer on that one.
She hit a button.
Hit the reverse button.
Blood, and the blood, the reverse button. And the blood went from, it went back.
This isn't a real movie.
It went back.
Not a real movie.
And it didn't even have time. She hit the button and they like unhooked him in 5 seconds after she did that. So it's.
Blood in, blood out. You know what I'm saying?
It's a great movie, Blood In, Blood Out. I'd rather watch that than this.
It is a good movie. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, we also learn, there's some new vampiric lore for us.
Oh, yeah.
You can get bit by a vampire and you will not turn if it's under 4 seconds. So there you go.
Yep.
In case you run into a vampire.
Flynn got bit right on the neck and did not turn.
Yep, didn't bother. Just Thomas Jane was like, you're good.
They have to bite you for 4 seconds?
Yes, they have to have their fangs in your neck for 4 seconds to turn you. So.
That is not how vampires work.
No.
That is, again, they're just, you know?
Is that
after talking about it like this, I think I'm with you, Ski. What'd you say, Kang?
Nothing. Keep moving.
Okay. Yeah. I was just like, I think this was a PPE scam.
It 100% was.
Yeah, small business. Like,
These are small. I've never heard of these film companies. They ain't making a lot of money. So, they wrote some ridiculous thing. We need $20 million to stay afloat. Government said, all right, you're good for it. Here you go. Don't pay us back.
I wouldn't be surprised if this was entirely funded by Lydia Hearst. Like, I mean, her family's rich forever until the end of time. So, like, I would not be surprised if, like, the Hearst fortune entirely... Like, why doesn't she just do more movies like this?
Right.
like just...
There's a reason why, because this is bad.
Because she's not good.
And she's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. What's a good thing from this movie?
Nothing. Not a thing. Zero good things from this movie. Nothing positive. I can't say anything. Oh, at least that was cool. Can't say it.
Yeah, I'm really trying hard to think of like a positive takeaway because they even made Malin Ackerman look bad. Like, and she's great. Like, I like her. And by the way, Abigail Breslin, terrible in this movie. Terrible in this movie. I like, she's great in Zombieland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, she's even good when she was a little kid in Little Miss Sunshine. Like, she's great. She's awful. This is the worst all of these actors have ever been.
They should be banned from making movies for 2 years because of this movie.
That's a ban.
Yeah, you're banned.
That's a ban.
Yep.
You made Slayers? That's a ban.
Banned.
Wow.
Thomas Jane might have to get 4 because he was that bad.
Can I say something off topic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Ski, you look like Baker Mayfield tonight. Great,
you do.
It's good look.
Yeah,
has Baker got the big beard going right now?
Yeah, and the voluminous hair.
Oh, there's volume. Out. My hair is tons of volume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. It
took an L the other night. That's tough.
Everyone loses to El Kirko sometimes. Yeah, right. You know? Yeah.
You can't expect to beat Kirk Cousins on a Thursday.
I no, mean. No, not on a Thursday.
No.
Get good, Ski. Get good. Before we grade this, who is this movie for, Ski? Like, because they tried to make it like...
Anti-vaxxers.
Yes. Well, like, they no, because it was pro-vax.
No, because I'm saying they're just trying to defraud the PPE. Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Sure, sure. But like they tried to young it down, right? Like with all this streaming stuff.
Oh, they tried to be hip with it.
It was like a bunch of old people trying to make themselves cool for the young people. So they're like, yeah, we know the TikToks, we know the YouTubes, and hey,
ticker talkers.
Yeah,
those talkers.
That's what that
Instagrams.
Every time Kay Asher Levin did one of those fucking like little interstitial movie things with the dumb, horrible music and the animation, like that's what he's doing. He's like, see, kids, I'm cool. Like, I know it's Dream Team, baby.
I'm hip, kids.
Everybody gets that reference.
Mm-hmm.
God. Let's grade this. See, it's your movie. You have to start.
What are we grading out of? Just.
We're gonna do 5 this week.
Okay, I was 5. Like, can we just do 0? Like,
it could be out of a million, and it's still catching a 0. This is the worst. This is the biggest abomination to cinema ever. Yeah. This is the worst thing ever made.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's truly, the worst. Truly a terrible, terrible movie.
I'm not even gonna call this a movie. This is not even a movie.
I'm glad I bitched out and didn't watch it because I was too tired.
You missed out.
Congratulations. Like
you missed out on history of the worst thing ever.
I truly hope. Oh, yeah. By the way, 0 for me as well.
Yes.
I truly hope, listener, like I truly hope you did not watch this movie. And
I hope I want them to.
Why do you hate our listeners, Ski?
People have to witness this.
Okay.
It has to be witnessed.
Google's kind of smug.
Witness me.
Even by King's theory that all movies deserve half a point because making movies are hard.
0.
Zero.
That's 0. Yes, that's how bad. This is a negative movie.
I wish I could go below 0 because I would.
Wow.
And I like bad movies. This, yeah.
Yeah.
So bad.
No redeeming qualities.
None.
I'm off the hook. I've only requested 3 of the 4 worst movies.
Oh my God. Recording in progress.
In progress.
Recording in progress.
Do you really hate it when people say progress?
Recording in progress.
Seems British to me.
Alto British for me, innit?
Alto
British for me, innit?
Innit?
Right.
Bro.
Governor.
Governor.